For nearly 20 years, Gulshan Yunus ran a daycare in her Mount Lake Terrace home. As you might expect, she made a lot of chicken nuggets, built quite a few blanket forts, and played endless hours of kid shows and the occasional Pakistani soap opera. But Gulshan was always more than a daycare worker to the kids in her house. And the kids were more than just charges to her.
They're like children to me, you know.
Yeah. That's why we call you mommy.
Yeah, they all call me, I mean mother.
Yeah.
That's Marisa Como Karaji. She was one of the kids Gulshan took care of. She's all grown up now, and she still spends time with Ami. The location, though, is a little different. Marisa took us there.
When I was growing up, both my parents worked full-time, so they needed someone to take care of me during the day. So like most parents, they tried really hard to find the right person. But in the end, and this is kind of a family joke now, I picked Gulshan.
No, my mom and dad always said I picked you.
So the day they met up with her, I kept crying and crying.
And no one could calm me down. And then
Gulshan just looked over and said, give her to me. And the second I landed in her arms, I was silent.
And they're like, yep, that's how she picked you. She picked it.
The same thing happened with Elizabeth, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah, her mom said, when you pick her up, I said, this is the one I want.
So Gulshan took care of me almost every weekday, starting from when I was baby to about 4. She also took care of my good friend Elizabeth and at least a dozen other kids. She also had her own family, too. I remember her house being constantly filled with people coming in and out to eat, grab their stuff, or just to come in and say hi.
And I did for 18 years. And then those kids grown up, so then I stopped.
The daycare kids grew up, her own 3 kids grew up, and 10 years ago, her husband, Papa Yunus, passed away. After so many years with a full house, suddenly Gulshan was alone, and she needed something else to do. So she started taking walks. She tried walking around her neighborhood, but she didn't always feel that safe, and it's no fun in the rain. So her oldest son bought her a gym membership, but all she did there was walk.
So then I said, why I have to waste my money on the walk? I can be a walk free here, you know?
And then she found the mall. A safe, warm place where she could walk in peace.
Hello.
Without paying a membership fee.
How are you? Good, good, thank you.
I've been away from Seattle for a while, and I recently moved back. And so I called Gulshan to hang out, and she said, well, come to the mall with me. Okay. So the first time I went with her was a little awkward. She started introducing me to people she knew by saying, oh, this is my daughter Marisa. She's not married. But things got a little more comfortable after that. So now when I go with her, we have a routine.
I do after 2:30 because, you know, our prayer is 2:30. I pray that and then I come, usually.
We walk into the mall through the same door. We walk in the same direction. And we make the same number of loops.
From JCPenney to JCPenney 1. So I do 5. 3 to this side and 2-3 in food court. So I do that.
She never buys anything.
Because I don't wear those clothes or anything, you know, just I'm a... want some perfume that my kids give me on my birthday, so I don't need anything.
She does stop to say hello to all the people that work at the kiosks. Derek from the calendar stand has seen Gulshan a lot.
She's a really nice mall lady. I call her a mall lady, but she walks the mall every day. And she always stops by to give me a nice candy or gum.
Then there's Zanet from Kazakhstan who sells splat balls.
Splat balls, squishies, small kiosks.
I love and hate these things at the same time. They're like super addicting little water-filled fidgets that you can squeeze and throw. Gulshan says hi to Zanet a lot.
She always, every day, walking around and giving to everybody candies. That's how I know, like, real Santa Claus.
And then there are the cell phone guys. She gives everyone else hard candy from her purse. But for these guys, she gives them a box of homemade sweets.
Damn.
The guys are from Pakistan and India, and they have a special bond with Gulshan. I call Gulshan Ami, or mother, but they have a special name for her too.
She's Auntie Gulshan. She's a sweetheart to everyone.
Cell phone guys are always Gulshan's first stop when she gets to the mall.
I feel so happy with her because I can discuss a lot of things with her, especially the girls talk.
They hold her coat for her at their stand while she walks, so she can walk hands-free.
So, she's a sweetheart.
Her last lap always lands her back to their stand so she can pick up her coat. And then she walks through JCPenney and back out to her car. Then we drive to her house. We always end our time together by drinking chai in her living room. It still smells the same. A few things have changed here and there, and it's emptier now, but it's still the same house I grew up in. When I was a kid, it was normal for us to see Gulshan surrounded by people in this house. It was just the way things were. But now when I see her holding her chai and talking to me, it's kind of like being friends with your parents. I'm not seeing her as a mom or some authority figure. I see her as Gulshan, the social person who can go to the mall and make friends with total strangers. It explains how all these people ended up at her house in the first place. She's just that person everybody wants as a friend, or an ami, or an auntie. And I think she really enjoys being the kind of person that can be friends with a guy reading a book at a calendar stand, or some kids trying to get their green cards working at a cell phone kiosk. And I know she really enjoys that her daycare kids love her enough to keep coming back.
It's really good, you know, that mostly people don't remember. They just forget everything, but those kids still remember me. It is a big thing for me.
I'm Marisa Komokerji, and my ami, Gulshan, is my other family.